From the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Bram Sable-Smith. Federal regulations require some food stamp recipients to work at least 20 hours a week to continue receiving that benefit. Due to high unemployment in the state for the past few years, Missouri has had a waiver from that regulation. But this year, that changed. And as of April 1st, about 26,000 Missourians are without food stamps. KBIA's Ryan Levy explains why the waiver went away and what it means for the state.
The Central Food Pantry on the north side of Columbia looks like a small grocery store. There are aisles of non-perishable food, fresh produce along the wall, and a meat freezer in the back. Inside, Jamie Sloan walks a cart full of groceries to the checkout counter and answers a question. Does she receive food stamps?
Do you receive food stamps?
Not anymore.
Not anymore. Federal law says any adult without a child or a disability that prevents them from working can only receive food stamps for 3 months out of every 3 years if they're working fewer than 20 hours a week. Because of recent high unemployment, many states, including Missouri, qualified for temporary waivers from that requirement. But this year, as more people have gone back to work, 19 of those states no longer qualify, leaving people like Sloan without food stamps.
Honestly, I thought I was going to die. I cried. I just fell on the floor and started bawling.
While she used to go into the food pantry only once or twice a year, now, Sloan says, it's a lifeline.
It's really hard, and I tell you what, the food bank has really helped us. They help a lot of people, but if it wasn't for this, we would definitely go hungry.
Across the state, people are facing the same challenge. But according to Ed Bolin with the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, not all of them need to be.
Some parts of the state are doing better than others. It's those others, those places that are still struggling, I think, that the time limit, waiving the time limit can be very helpful.
Bolin says although Missouri doesn't qualify for a work requirement waiver, there are around 50 counties in the state with high enough unemployment that they still could, at least by federal standards. But a Missouri law passed last year prevents the state from requesting any waivers, even in those high unemployment areas. And that troubles Bolin.
I think it's somewhat worrisome that states would choose, even though their areas of their state might have high unemployment and qualify for a waiver, that they would choose not to do it.
Missouri State Senator David Sater, who sponsored the bill, sees it differently. He says he wanted to ensure the waiver would expire this year to incentivize people to get back to work.
People are healthier when they work. People are their well-being is better. And so that's our objective, is for people to be self-sufficient and not be on the government payroll.
And he says he sees no reason someone shouldn't be able to find a job for at least 20 hours a week.
You know, as I was driving up from where I live down south, I passed four or five different companies that had great big advertisements, you know, of now hiring, you know. So there are jobs out there.
But even in Columbia, where unemployment is less than 4%, Jamie Sloan has found it hard to find work, and she worries about the decisions she'll have to make if her situation stays the same.
Do I let my electricity stay on, or do I shut it off because I have nothing to eat? It's a real big choice.
For the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Ryan Levy.